This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Tuesday, July corn ended the day at 359 and a half. That was up a half. September corn ended the day at 366, up three quarter. December corn ended at 376 and a half, up a half. July soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade Tuesday ended the day at 940 and three quarter, up 14 and three quarter. August beans ended at 927 and a half, up 14 and a half. September beans ended at 917 and a quarter, up 15 and three quarter. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 301.80, up 52. August meal ended at 296.50, up 52. September meal ended at 293.80, up 55. July soybean oil yesterday ended at 34.17, down 34. August oil ended at 34.18, down 33. September oil ended at 34.19, down 33. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended at 512 and a half, up 18 and three quarter. September wheat ended at 517 and a quarter, up 18 and a half. And December wheat ended at 530 and three quarter. That was up 18. July oats yesterday ended the day at 252 and three quarter, up 8 and three quarter. September oats ended at 259 and a half, up 7 and a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended higher on Tuesday afternoon. A drop in the strength of the dollar led to a buying spree at the Board of Trade, allowing grain prices to post substantial gains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 11 cents stronger at 338 to 352. Soybeans rallied 15 to 27 cents at 916 to 949. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids up 7 to 8 cents at 335 to 359, and soybean bids were up 15 to 20 cents at 927 to 951. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 to 8 cents at 340 to 365, soybean bids 13 to 16 higher at 935 to 955, and the wheat bids gained 19 cents at 470 up to 503. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 13 to 20 cents at 971 to 986. Basis ended mixed for the day, ranging from 30 to 45 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 313.80 to 326.80 per ton. That's up $5.20, with basis steady, ranging from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 6 to 8 cents at 359 to 375, with basis mixed on Tuesday range from option to 16 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 8 higher at 360 to 372, basis steady to 1 cent higher at 1 to 3 over July. Soybeans ended up 14 cents at 956 to 960, with basis down a penny at 15 to 19 over July. And new crop wheat prices rallied 17 to 19 cents at 493 to 496, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 20 under to 17 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 6 higher at 380 to 381. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 15 cents with quotations at 980 to 981. Soft red winter wheat up 19 to 20 cents at 514 to 519, and Milo ended 7 cents higher for the day at 409 to 425. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 336 up to 351. New crop soybean bids at 863 to 887. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 340 up to 349. New crop soybean bids at 882 up to 897. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 336 up to 352. New crop soybean bids 873 to 893. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 473 up to 508. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Tuesday, June hogs ended the day at 84.47, down 17. July hogs ended at 83.80, down 55. August hogs ended at 82.75, down 62. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 153.30, up 15. August cattle, $152, down 15. October cattle ended at 153.62, down 22. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 223.32, down 22. September feeders ended at 221.97, down 40. October feeders ended at 220.75, down 40. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 2nd afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.55 higher in a range of $71 to $82 with a weighted average carcass price of $79.72. The Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weight at 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weight at 30 to 33, and over 600 pounds at 32 to 35. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points are trading steady. Moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $52 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled $8,472. The opening report for United Producers Livestock Auction had receipts of $446. Steers and heifers were $1 to $1.50 lower. Slaughter steers choice at $156.50 to $162. Select and choice slaughter steers at 154 to 156 and a half, slaughter heifers choice at 156 to 162, and select and choice heifers at 154 to 156. At the Arthur Sheep Barn Sale Barn Sheep and Goat Auction for yesterday, the 1st, had receipts of 151, slaughter lambs wool choice 71-pound average at 162 to 175. Slaughter used good twos and threes from 100 pounds to 225 pounds from $56 to $100. Slaughter kids select at 45 pounds, 132 to 140, 55 pounds at 152, and 68-pounders at 175. Slaughter kids selection 2, 35 to 37 pounds at 49 to 55, 46 pounds at 75 to 95, 50 to 58 pounds at 110 to 155, 70 to 78 pounds at 140 to 160. Slaughter nannies and does selection 1 at 150 pounds, 170 to $200. Feeder kids selection 2, 15 to 18 pounds at 40 to $50, 20 to 29 pounds at 41 to 47, and 33 pounds at 40 to 55. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded $158. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 423 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.37, which was 27 cents higher. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $251.59, which was $2.69 lower. Select carcasses at $241.35, which was $3.27 lower. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 114,000 compared to 115,000 last week and 119,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000 compared to 431,000 last week and 407,000 one year ago. The Arthur Sale Barn Hay Auction Report for Monday the 1st had receipts of 1,619 bales or 83.39 tons. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $5.50 a bale. Good quality alfalfa large rounds 5x5 at $40 a bale. Large squares 3x3s at $47 a bale. Good quality alfalfa mixed grass small squares at $3 to $4.25. Mixed grass good quality at $3.50 to $4. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thanks to farmers, we enjoy an abundance of food, clothing, and shelter. You all know that. But do children know where these products come from? Do they know that before these items ever get to the grocery store, that they are grown and raised by a caring farmer? Farm to Cart is a new game recently launched by the American Farm Bureau Federation, Foundation for Agriculture. It helps learners make the connection that food comes from the farm before it reaches the grocery store and eventually our homes. It reinforces that many of these items are grown in the soil, raised on land, or grown on trees. The game introduces players pre-K to elementary to the general process for the production of various agricultural products. Players will become aware that farmers use land in different ways to grow crops. And through the game, young learners discover how to describe the general process for the production of an agricultural product and how farmers use land to grow crops. Players race to be the first to harvest items from the farm and place them in their grocery carts. And to win, a player must have 3 items that grow on trees, 3 animal products from the land, and 3 items from the soil. Sounds like fun, really. The game's offered as a free PDF download on www.agfoundation.org. All you'll need is scissors, tape, or glue, and, of course, a playing dice. Again, that website for that download is www.agfoundation.org. The USDA is celebrating National Home Ownership Month this June by highlighting rural development's ongoing role in helping residents of America's small towns and cities purchase homes in rural areas. Since 1949, the United States Department of Agriculture has helped nearly 3.9 million rural residents achieve the American dream of home ownership, helping nearly 140,000 rural families in 2014 alone. Rural development programs support home ownership by providing direct home loans for low-income applicants, with interest rates as low as 1%, and loan guarantees for moderate-income families. They also provide home repair loans and grants to help rural homeowners with home improvements and repairs. In Illinois, during 2014, rural development helped more than 4,000 families in purchasing a home or refinancing and over 7,000 low-income households with rent support. More information on those rural development programs can be found at rd.usda.gov/IL. That's rd.usda.gov/IL. Illinois wheat will yield an average of just more than 60 bushels per acre, according to an unofficial estimate gleaned from a tour of fields in southern Illinois. Participants in the annual tour, organized by the Illinois Wheat Association, traveled across the region, stopping at wheat fields in a number of counties. The observers, including farmers, millers, agronomists, and others, split into several groups, spread out across a number of counties in the state's wheat belt, including Fayette. They made tiller counts and checked for signs of disease and other problems. The groups came together at the end of the day at the U of I Research Center located near Brownstown. The estimate, averaged from tiller counts taken in dozens of wheat fields, was 60.5 bushels per acre. Not surprisingly, the yield estimate was down from last year's tour estimate of nearly 65 bushels per acre. The actual 2014 yield, published by the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service, was better, averaging 67 bushels per acre. Wet conditions last fall delayed harvest of corn and soybeans, pushing wheat planting later than normal at many farms and likely reduced planted acreage across the state. "We're not real excited about tiller counts," said Dave DeVore of Seymour Milling in Teutopolis, whose group covered Effingham, Clay, Jasper, Richland, and Fayette counties. They're certainly down from last year. Mark Miller of Mental Milling in Mount Olive saw similar results. His group sampled fields in Madison County, among others. "Tiller counts weren't great," Miller said. "Stands were at a little bit thin in places. We saw some evidence of fields being abandoned. And there were areas and fields that were really good, and there were areas and fields that were thin due to standing water. Evidence of an acreage drop was found by one group led by Darrell Shawl, a grain merchandiser with Archer Daniels Midland. His group swept through Effingham, Clay, Fayette, and Marion counties and walked fields on 11 farms. We stopped at every other field or every third field. We drove a lot and didn't see many. The areas we drove, the acreage is down substantially from last year. Many tour participants saw little to get excited about. On the other hand, there was little to be alarmed about. It was a pretty average crop, Shawl said. There was nothing spectacular, but then again, nothing terrible. It was fairly average. Well, that's the best we can hope for. That's the best we can hope for. That's our farm show for today. Part two, that is. We'll do it again tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.